Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is Ricey. You've been hearing my friend Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk, for years on the Radio and Garage Logic podcast. I strongly recommend you sit down with Josh for your no-cost, no-obligation, 48-minute consultation on your investments, including your IRA and 401k. You can benefit from Josh's years of experience navigating different market and economic conditions, and he'll always give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Give Josh a call now at 952-925-5608 to book your no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation. That's 952-925-5608. You'll be glad that you did, and tell him Ricey sent you. Don't forget to ask, why is it 48 minutes, Josh?
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
Hey, Pat.
Whoever thought Reavers would be invaluable, huh?
I didn't.
Now you know. Now you know.
I don't think it's Ross's fault. I don't know what the hell's going on.
No, I heard that. Anyway, okay.
Pat, it's not much of a weekend when you got All-Star games. I'm sorry. It's
No. If one of them is not actually a game, yeah. And then the others are, playing whatever, 3-on-3, and then the NBA All-Star game in 2 weeks is who the first team to 180 wins. Nobody
right.
guards anybody. The only All-Star game left that is resembles the product is baseball, and of course, then we have to use 15 pitchers for each team in 9 innings. So
I do like watching NHL players skate around without getting killed. I like to watch that for about 15 minutes.
Yes. But you'd have to, if you take the complete, if that was it every day, you'd be a little bored with it.
I think so. Yeah.
I got to ask you, did we play by divisions yesterday, or did we pick up sides, or what happened?
You had your Austin Matthews team versus he's Toronto. Who's the kid in Edmonton? Connor McDavid. You had Austin Matthews team and the Connor McDavid team. I take it that must mean East versus West.
Okay, and did they play 5-on-5 or they played 3-on-3?
The only bit of it I did see was 3-on-3.
Three, okay. Wow. Well, because they were playing four divisions, and then they'd all play 3-on-3, and that kind of, at least you can say I came from the winning division or something like that, but I got to admit I was not fixated on that.
No.
And, oh, by the way, I haven't been watching the Crosby today. Are we playing? Did we get off the ground or not?
No, that was canceled. They went with 3 rounds, and Wyndham Clark is the winner.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, so the weather was still terrible there. And
still bad.
They did that a few years ago, and they brought them back in, like, August or something like that. So
they're not doing that. The tournament's over.
And Wyndham gets the full check, huh?
I believe so.
Oh, wow.
Missed a 59 by one. He missed it by about 2 inches on his putt. He missed a 59.
And the thing here would be when you're doing this, half your field would have only played Pebble once then. Because, right? Because they, or wait. No, the third round was all played at Pebble, right? Everybody played at Pebble.
I think so. They've changed that so much.
They changed the whole system so that they throw the amateurs out after two rounds. They don't have a cut for the... Remember when it was a big deal that Jack Lemmon finally made the cut for the first time when he was about 75 years old?
Right.
He was delighted beyond belief. They traded being a designated event in for changing their format completely as far as the celebrities were concerned. So,
yeah, they had a dearth of celebrities, I would say.
Yeah, it's not as much fun. I'm sure that the whole idea of making a cut and getting a big trophy and stuff like that. I'm sure they give them still trophies, but. One less day of drinking, too, right?
So, that's true.
That'd be a difference. Probably no tournament changed more than any than that one, because they were starting to get terrible fields because people didn't like playing with the amateurs.
Right.
Same problem down at the old Bob Hope. They had to go from 90 holes to 72 because people didn't like playing with the amateurs for 4 days like they had to down there.
Any ball players show up yet?
I haven't really been over there. I drove by a couple of times, but I know some guys came in today, Monday, and then you got the rehab guys that are there year round. And I'm going to wander over there in a couple of days and see if I can encounter anyone and see if anybody's taking BP so you can. See the 20 reprobates who come out there every day and just watch BP and try to get autographs for low minor leaguers, hoping that someday those guys turn into something.
Are you having the fair weather?
Rained both of the last 2 days in the morning, and now it's for the second straight day, it's clearing up.
So wonderful.
I got to tell you something, though, Twins related.
Yeah.
Cousin Al Worthington, 95 today.
Yeah.
Billy Gardner's death made Al the oldest living twin.
Right.
Played for the Twins. And my cousin Shirley is still married to him. And they got married in December of 1950. So 73 years of wedded bliss. That's a pretty good run. And he came to pitch for my old man in the summer of 1950. So he didn't get there till after the College World Series. He pitched for Alabama. So like late June, early July. And cousin Shirley was a 20-year-old lass who was a lifeguard in the summer. She was going to college, but she was a lifeguard in the summer.
Did Fulda have a pool?
No, God, no.
Oh.
A leech-infected lake that was green by August. So you better get it in the spring while you can. But Al must have been impressed because. He dated her later that summer, came back in December, and convinced her to marry him.
I'll be damned. Now, how is she a cousin?
Her father and my father were brothers.
She's a first cousin.
She is. She's a very fetching lass, but I was four, so I
right.
4 or 5 years old, so I can't confirm that she was the best looking young lady in Fulda, but that became that's sort of the legend.
Do you know Shirley?
Oh, sure, I know Shirley, but I don't see them much. The last time I saw them, Al was in town on the Twins' 50th anniversary with the 50 greatest Twins, and I talked to her then. But Al, a very religious Baptist type of guy, and he was actually the coach and then the athletic director for Jerry Falwell at Liberty University.
Well, I did not know that.
Yeah, Al is a very religious fellow. Yes, he is. And it was quite a scandal at Fulda that he took this nice Catholic girl and turned her into a Baptist. But we've gotten past that now in Americana.
And the lifeguard, nonetheless. The lifeguard.
Yes, a lifeguard in a in a.
So was there a public beach on this lake?
Oh yes, yeah, down at around the corner, not halfway between my house and St. Gabe's, over in the corner there was, and that wasn't bad down there. But we had one, we had kind of a one down on my side of the lake that was just, you know, a little muddy bottom, and you'd walk out of that one and have about 8 leeches on you all year round.
Were there boats in that lake?
Oh yeah, there were. You'd see a few ski boats, but not too many. They call it Seven Mile Lake. Now they call it Seven Mile Lake because there's two connected. But it was First Lake and Second Lake when I was a kid. And First Lake was when there were their homes. There was about 2 houses out on Second Lake, which is now got houses all around it. But anyway,
and this remains a recreational body of water.
Yeah, I think they still swim down there. I'm not. We don't have a swimming pool in town. You got to go to Slayton or Worthington. They got munis, but you don't. Fulda does not have a swimming pool.
Those southern lakes tend to be a little coffee colored.
Yes, and it goes from coffee colored to lime. Yeah, they got a little copper look to them. I don't know why all year round. But in the spring, when you get to August and she's 96 and there's no wind blowing, you gotta be a strong human being to jump into that thing. But I learned it. I can swim like a fish because of Fulda.
Absolutely,
Lake. I'm a fine swimmer. Yeah. That's the best recreation that I have going because it doesn't hurt.
No, nothing
like
hurts.
Everything else, swimming doesn't hurt. No.
Gophers won and Timberwolves won.
Yes, the Timberwolves kind of straightened out a little of their immaturity, although our guy Ant got another technical. He's up to 10 now. He's decided that he's gonna campaign against the officials until they start giving him better calls. And I got news for you, Ant. You're going to lose that argument.
Well, how can the coach allow him to get away with this? He's going to cost them games.
At a certain point, I don't know what he does screw up and cost him games, but he also got 22 points in the third quarter last night.
Well, he's undeniably great, but he's got a maturity problem.
Yes, and everybody's saying, well, he's only 22. Well, he's been in the league for 4 years. This is year 4.
Yep.
You're allowed to grow up, and and plus, all he's got to do is look at his teammate, Cat, and the way he doesn't get very many calls because he's been whining for years, and he was actually getting better this year, not whining nearly as much. And lo and behold, once Ant started whining, he started whining too. So, but anyway, our guy Coach Finch is going to be the coach of the West All-Stars at the All-Star game in 2 weeks. And it is quite a story, Joe. You know, his coaching career started in Britain. And he coached over in Britain he played in Britain, and then he coached over there. And then he went to Germany, and he got fired after like 15 games in Germany as a coach. And then he came back to Belgium, and he coached in the Belgian League for a couple of years before he made his way back to the States. And so he's a vagabond coach. I've found him to be a appealing guy, he's not trying to sell himself, but he just, his natural instinct is to, you ask him a question, he answers it, and loves his basketball, and I've heard good stories about him as far as how he deals like high school coaches and people like that when they approach him. So,
does he have a family, I wonder?
I think he's got a wife. I don't think he has any kids.
Yeah.
I think he's married, but I don't think he's got any kids. But he's been, it's not like, I don't know if he's been terribly private about that or nobody asked him. I don't know, but I don't. He's sort of Tibbs as far as all basketball, but he's not crazy. You know, like,
well, a lot of guys were like, Rick Majerus was like that, right?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Basketball coaches. I mean, it's just hockey guys are that way, too. That's their whole life. And seems like the winter sports, the up and down sports, as you say, Joe.
Yep. Red Smith said the up and down sports are impossible to coach.
Yes, that's I think, I still continue to believe hockey is the most impossible game to coach. You know,
the Wild play as soon as Wednesday.
Boy, what a nice break here, huh?
I wonder if the boys all headed south somewhere.
They lost to Anaheim,
yep.
And then they didn't play now for 12 days or 11 days or something before they play again.
They resume
Maybe
at
they'll
Chicago.
Come back refreshed and start kicking arse and taking names.
Pat, I think they've run out of time.
Yeah, well, you're right, because it is hard to move up in the standings because of those points. You can, even when you get beat, you can get a point, and that makes it a little harder to climb.
And they got 47 points, and you got to get to about 65 to be in contention right now.
Yeah, for
a playoff spot.
That is, it does. I looked at that too the other day, and they're only 7 behind the last team, though. But you know, I don't know. Maybe that changed too when they were playing more games last week. So.
The last team right now.
There was only a couple of them that had a bye last week, right? I don't get how the bye works.
St. Louis has 54 points. The Wild have 47.
Yeah, that's 7. That's 7.
Yep.
So, yeah. So it's not impossible, but it's certainly going to be difficult.
Yeah. What else is new? Like I said, it wasn't much of a sports weekend.
No, we didn't have anything. What's new is... I guess, you asked me about baseball. There's nothing really new here. The Twins signed 38-year-old Carlos Santana.
Yep.
I can't get terribly excited about that. And they're claiming all these relief pitchers that I've never heard of. And we'll see how it goes. The great experiment, can Byron Buxton return to center field? That's going to be...
he claims he's going to. I don't know how long it'll last.
That is the whole thing. Will it last or won't it last?
I really hope it does.
Yeah, if I would guess if they can get 100 games out of him in center field, they'd just be happier than Clam.
Oh, it'd be a miracle compared to the...
And they could have somebody else replace him. So that would, what else we got going here? There's something else that was on my mind, and I can't remember what the heck it was. Our Gopher basketball team is 5-5, and they got Michigan State coming. And people have been talking about, can they fill the barn? They haven't filled the barn in 10 years. Let's not make that the standard anymore. If you can get a few thousand, you get 8,000-9,000 people there, you should be happy as can be to climb back into that old dump. I've never seen people that stick, that place is really jumping when it's full. Yeah, well, it hasn't been full in 20 years, so stop talking about it.
There's no talk of a new arena, is there?
They've talked about remodeling it. If they did remodel it, they would make it smaller, I can assure you.
Can't anybody keep anything charming and just let it go?
Yeah, well, they're going to... The big problem is the roof is too damn high. So you can't make it look intimate, even if you do something to make it intimate. I don't know. I don't know what possibly they're going to do. Here's the other problem is the place next door, you know, the old hockey arena that they turned into, they got volleyball in there, they got wrestling in there. They need a 6,000-seat arena for all these sports. That place is an old dump, too, so I don't know what they're going to end up doing. But did you see the new athletic director, not the new athletic director, the athletic director got a 2-year extension through the year 2030 with a $325,000 a year raise.
That's pretty nice.
And if we try to fire him before 2030, we got to pay him every cent we owe him.
Well, he's
and nobody knows what this is based upon.
Yeah.
What has he done to deserve this? It's not football, is it? It's not football. It's not basketball. Volleyball isn't as good as it was. What is this based
Three-time Quick Lane Bowl champions, Pat.
Yes, that's true. I was wondering if the impetus of winning that Quick Lane Bowl got him a new contract, too. So
maybe it did. What are you driving these days?
I am driving a Buick, some new thing rented down here. I'm not sure what it was. It's got a lot of bells and whistles on it to the point I almost need a an instructor driving with me. But once you figure it out, it's pretty neat, you know. But I know today I had to look up how you open the gas tank, because at some point you're going to have to do that, Joe. When you rent a car, you're going to have to put gas in it. So, but it just takes a light tap.
I'm sure there's a little button somewhere, Pat.
I was tapping in the wrong place.
Do you know who would have helped you, Pat?
Jim Paul and
Jeff
Paul at
yes.
the Valley Group of GM dealers, Apple Valley and Hastings. They wouldn't have let me leave the lot without knowing how everything ran, right? But when you're renting it, you're always in such a hurry to get out of there that you don't hesitate to have them tell you anything, right? So
the other thing I've noticed about rental cars is they don't leave the owner's manual in the glove box.
They did not have that in the glove box either in this. I can't blame that on Jim Paul and Brett Paul from the Valley Group of GM dealers.
Although they could do something about it. They're Buick dealers. They could write a letter to the car companies, the rental companies.
Right. I'm going to call up Jim Paul tomorrow and say, write him a letter. Tell him to leave. Don't let a guy leave the lot not knowing what the hell's going on here. But if you're looking for a good deal on a car and great service from these people afterwards, do what I've done for 12, 13, 14 years. Buy your car from the Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Valley Group of GM dealers, Apple Valley and Hastings. Go out there. They can be trusted, I'm telling you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Boys, before you wrap it up, I need Super Bowl thoughts from you. We went this entire show, didn't even talk about the Super Bowl, the big game.
Yeah, you know, I don't have a vested interest. I don't really care one way or the other who wins. The Super Bowl to me is so anticlimactic compared to the playoff games.
Don't you want your granddaughters to be happy? Root for the Chiefs, for God's sake.
Well, I'm sure that's what I'm going to hear. Chiefs are the favorite now in the extended family because of all this stuff. And, I'm sure the Chiefs will be cheered for mightily, which maybe to irritate them, I'm just going to double down on the 49ers.
I didn't give the Chiefs much chance in Buffalo, and they went up there and won. And Travis was outstanding, caught 11 passes, and I don't know. Maybe there's a little magic going on here. Now, I didn't look up the Grammys. How'd Taylor do at the Grammys last night?
She did just fine. She won, I think, 4 Grammys, including the Best Album of the Year. But
really?
Back to the Chiefs,
yes.
Mahomes' dad's got a little problem, it sounds like.
Yeah, he's got a drinking problem. I don't think that's new. You remember when he was a young pitcher here with the Twins, he flipped her on the Hennepin Avenue Bridge there and damn near killed himself.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
3 o'clock in the morning. This is his third Dewey, too. And last time they put him in jail 40 days in Texas. So I'm sure he'll be able to delay it until, he won't be. He got out of jail on bail already. And he'll be able to go to the Super Bowl, but he does. It's pretty apparent he's got a problem. And He was going to be the phenom of phenoms for the Twins. He's a great athlete down there, great quarterback, three sports, great basketball player, and, of course, baseball pitcher. And, you know, every bit the athlete that his kid was as far as all around. But, yeah, he was pitching. Last time I actually talked to him, he was pitching in the Northern League for Sioux City or somebody.
The Canaries in Sioux Falls.
Sioux Falls?
Yeah. Yep.
And I went over and did a piece on him. I haven't seen him since. You know, LaTroy is Patrick's godfather, LaTroy Hawkins.
I didn't know that LaTroy either. And,
LaTroy and Pat were very close, and LaTroy has not had those issues at all. LaTroy's been very successful and, of course, also pitched 20 years in the big leagues, which was amazing. I might say he's probably at the Super Bowl rather than – but he shows up every year at spring training. He's a special assistant to the Twins. They have a lot of special assistants, but LaTroy actually works. He goes in the minor leagues and does all that stuff and is a – I think he could have had a chance to be the pitching coach, but he wasn't interested. So
I don't think money should be an object in preventing Dad from maybe straightening that out. I think they got enough dough to cover that.
There's probably some nice center in the Bahamas or something that a guy can stay for 2 months. And he can just talk to me, and I can give him advice.
Yeah, you could.
Advice being, don't drink the next one.
That's right.
Don't have one. That's simple. It's simple. Don't have one.
That's the problem. You can't have one.
Can't have one because we turn into lunatics. We have one, we turn into lunatics.
Yeah, so, I'm afraid so.
Don't have one. That's easy.
I did see, gentlemen, not to make terrible light of the situation, but somebody on the X or Twitter machine, whatever we're calling it, said that maybe Patrick Mahomes Jr. might need to do the Aaron Rodgers and just disassociate from his entire family because they got the issue with the brother, too.
Yeah, the brother's got a little trouble.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't seem to be affecting Patrick's play, however. Oh. He's probably his mother is a wonderful person here. Her and Pat didn't last that long.
When it comes to the Super Bowl, boys, I want your thoughts on this, and then you can call it a day. The 49ers should win the Super Bowl. I would not be surprised at all if Kansas City wins. Fair way of looking at it.
Why, Kansas City has the better quarterback.
Well, what is it, a one-point game, or what's the number, one or two?
I can look it up for you here really quickly if you want it.
San Francisco by two, maybe.
And Pacheco and Christian, what the hell's his name?
McCaffrey.
Boy, you got two good running backs in that game.
Yeah, that Pacheco's an amazing little guy, for sure. Hey, yeah. I got to tell you something. So I was looking up a guy who played hockey in Rochester with Doug Zamolik. You remember Zamolik? A guy named Fogarty.
Yeah.
And he ended up going to the Naval Academy.
Okay.
And the Naval Academy has got this thing they call the Crab Pot. They got a amateur, they got a non-varsity, I mean, in other words, it's not a varsity sport there, but they got a club, right? And there's club hockey's all over the country. They got an event that's been going on for like 65 years, the Crab Pot.
I didn't know that.
They get thousands of people to come and watch Navy play the Crab Pot game.
That'd be pretty cool.
I never heard of the Crab Pot game, but if you score the winning goal in a Crab Pot game, you're a Naval hero for life. So I texted somebody to add, I emailed somebody to ask when this year's Crab Pot is. It's this weekend. But the guy who sent it back to me was a major.
Ooh.
He got the king. He's the PR guy for the hockey team. He's a major in the Corps.
That's impressive, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. We don't have any PR guys who are majors, for God's sake.
No. Why don't I talk to you later this week?
That'll be a good idea. See you later. Goodbye.